G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 14. I'm John Barker. Joining me is Daniel Nuttall. Joel, unfortunately, is ill this week and won't be joining us, but I do have a number of his tips for you regardless. Daniel, big weekend of racing in both Melbourne and Sydney. We see the debut of Arcadia Queen, the great WA mare in Sydney, the Eastern States debut of her, and we've got a Group 1 in Melbourne, the Maccabi Diva Stakes.
Yeah, highlights no matter where you look, Barks, isn't there? Of course, as you touched on in Sydney and Castle Vecchio, the Boom Colt resuming as well in the Dulcify in Sydney, and then of course in Flemington Mystic Journey, and the Maccabi Diva, and the support card is second to none. Seven stakes races on the card, and although it looks like a pretty tough betting day, there's certainly quality all around, so I'm really keen for this Saturday. And as I said, and there's also a listed race in Adelaide as well, so plenty to look forward to.
Alright, well, we're speaking of that very strong Flemington support card, very big fields at Flemington on Saturday, and we'll start with the first of the black type races, race 2, the Capton Thebes Stakes, listed event for 3-year-old fillies over 1100 down the straight 5.5, Daniel.
Yeah, quite an impossible task, as you said, the big field. A lot of these fillies exposed to the Flemington Straight for the first time. Look, I'm going to go with the 9 Sizzle Fly on top in this. Thought his run in the Quizette was huge. It was wide the whole way and battled on pretty well. And of course, tied late in the last 100 metres, but look, she was entitled to, considering the torrid run she had. Be interesting to see where the best part of the ground will be down the straight. Generally favours the horses closer to the outside, or towards the middle there, and Sizzle Fly's drawn an outside gate, so that might be a tick. So she's on top. The 10 in Next Way Up in the Sky, I feel I got plenty of time for. She might not be as well credentialed as some of these runners. She's only had 3 starts and 1 run in group company, which is sort of midfield there on debut. But I know the Sable have a nice opinion of her, and I think she's just onwards and upwards for her. So she's in next. 2 Absolute Flirt. Alternatively, she has got runs on the board at stakes level. She is a listed winner. It was very good behind Exhilarates in that Quizette I referenced. Of course, Exhilarates again won last week to Frank the Form. Nympha 4, the 3, a theory. 9, 10, 2, and 3.
Look, I've actually gone for 1. I've gone for 11. Arton for the McAvoy camp. Been impressive. Admittedly, just a maiden first up. Then beat the older horses second up in Adelaide, and Barrett Vorster comes over to ride. Only got the 2 rides, obviously both for McAvoy. The next one, the other one is Hinchpin, probably a more realistic chance, but you never know. Anyway, I've got Arton on top, number 11, to beat Evening Slippers, Absolute Flirt, and Knee Dorp. So that's 11, 13, 2, and 5. And race 3 we go to. This is for 3-year-olds of either sex, and it's over 1400. It's a listed race. It's the Antler Luggage Expert Plate.
Another really tough race betting-wise. We can make a case of quite a few of these. I'm going to settle with the 13, the Missile Mantra, who was very good first up in the McNeil. Got settled sort of back in the field there and ran on well. It's the clear fastest last 200 metres of the race. This is not much. This is probably a slightly weaker race than that, but as I said, there's many of these in form, and look, while she's on top, she's definitely not the only horse I'll be betting. I like the 7 as well in this Vegas Knight. He's been sent for a month, freshen up since a really good run at over the Flemington 1400 metres last start. Got a long way back and looked no chance midway down the straight, but last 200 metres electric, and she almost missed the Quinella there that day. The form out of that race has since stood up quite well. So the 7 in Next Vegas Knight. I think the 5 Shot Maker on his way to the Guineas is prep, will be suited by the rise of 1400 metres. And 11 Tenley might be a little bit over the odds, I think. A bit of a spruik on her last preparation, then ran into a couple of wet tracks. Was okay first up in Sydney, but yeah, definitely one to include in exotics. 13, 7, 5, 11.
I got with 3 Rocker Bascarana, another last start Adelaide winner, and in fact unbeaten. Jamie Carr rides for David Jolly. Good to see Jamie Carr has got 8 rides on the 9 race card at Flemington on Saturday. And I just went for, I do like the ones that are drawn reasonably close to the inside at the Flemington 1400 metres. And that's for that reason I've got another unbeaten one coming off a debut win, Scottish Dancer, for second. And then 2 that are drawn a bit further out. I also like Tenley and Missile Mantra. So 3, 10, 11, 13 for me. Race 4 at Flemington on Saturday is the Sofitel. Listed race for 4 years old and up over 1,400 metres.
Doesn't appear to be too much speed, which is why I like the chances of Rockstar Castle despite the wide gate. I think he can scoot along and either lead or just sit off the lead. He was a very good winner last start of midweek grade, beat the Spruik Jumbo Ozaki, and given that horse weight there, it was too good out in front. The form around Age of Chivalry reads really well. I think just might be an underrated horse, Rockstar Castle, and on a day it was tough to find a best bet, happy to put the asterisk next to his name. So 4.10, my best of the day at Flemington. In for second, I have the 14 Tarwin, very smart horse resuming. I really liked his trial under Little Riding there. The 4 Heptagon over the odds, and in for 4th Tribal Wisdom, another over the odds. Really enjoys racing at Flemington. But 10 a special on top of 14, 4 and 8.
Well, the difficulty of this Flemington program is probably indicated by the fact that my best is up against yours and you haven't got it in at all. And I haven't got yours in at all, despite the fact that I did tip it at Sandown last time, as you did. Romancer is my best number 2. Good win over Goldfields last time. Frank the form, no luck before that. To beat Tarwin, Heptagon, and I Am Vinny to 14, 4, and 13. We get into the group races, and the first one's a cracker. Race 5, Dane Hill Stakes for the 3-year-olds down the straight, 1,200 metres at Group 2 level, and this should sort out the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm nothing if not loyal. I'm sticking with Sebricate again, Barks. Been with this colt. Both starts his preparation. First up, he was pretty good behind Bivouac. That horse was just dominant that day. But he ran a good second and then went to the McNeil on the same track over 1,200 metres. And I think he should have beaten Super Seth, really. If he got out any early, Craig Williams, you could see ticking in his head. He was looking for a way through. He just couldn't get out till about 150 metres, and by then it was too late. Super Seth, who's a very good horse, had already gone past, and the damage was done there. He gets back down to Flemington straight. He's one from one over this track and trip. It was an easy win during the winter. The second place horse, St. Edward's Crown, has come up and done good things and placed last week. And the third horse, Miami Bound, has since won two races very easily and looks a smart filly in the making. I think he ticks a lot of boxes, Sebricate, and while this is a strong race and probably the strongest race he's come up to yet, I'm keen to stick with him. So the 8 on top, 5 in next, Dallasan, beats Gales of Justice last start in Adelaide. That form reads very, very well now, so in the game for sure. 4 Super Seth, who I mentioned earlier, and 11 Express Pass, might be a horse that's still improving with each run. 8, 5, 4 and 11.
I just thought Super Seth could win again. From your deal, the mystery package, the ex-New Zealander making Australian debut, Dallasan, Liar, yeah, Sebricate, there's stars wherever you look in that race, or, well, we think there's stars, we're waiting to see. 4, 1, 5 and 7. Race 6, Let's Elope Stakes, 4 years old enough, Mares Group 2, 1,400.
Yeah, happy to be with Spanish Whisper on top. I thought her run first up in the Cochrane was very good. The winner, Pippi, there was too good for him, but she was good on resumption, and she does race well second up, this mare. So happy to have Spanish Whisper on top. I got 9 in next, Fidelia, who I thought was awesome first. That was the first time she'd come against older horses. This is a new season four-year-old, sorry. Again, in that race behind Spanish Whisper. They closed off quite well. So happy to play with that Cochrane form. The 2, 9, the 7 in next, My Pendant, up in grade, but she's rising with each time she goes out to the track, and in for 4th, Miss Siskiyou's trialled well. 2, 9, 7, 8.
Yeah, I've pressed the wrong button here. I've pressed the Spanish Reef button. I meant to press Spanish Whisper, so apologies to readers of Winning Person Best Bets, but what I want is Spanish Whisper on top to beat Music Bay, My Pendant, and Fidelia, 2, 3, 7, 9. The big one is race 7, group 1, PFD Food Services, Mackayby Diva Stakes, 1,600 metres at weight for age, yes, of course it is. Well, as I've noted in Winning Post and Best Bits this week, only one mare has won in the past 22 years, but Mystic Journey is going to be very heavily fancied to buck that trend.
Yeah, not too sure how you can go past her, really, on what she's done so far. And of course, steps up to the Flemington 1,600 metres here. Her two runs result in Australian Guineas and an All-Star Mile over that track and trip. First up, run was, without being dominant, was very good, and I think she's going with it. So happy to have 13 on top, Mystic Journey. The 17 next, Kings Will Dream, might be a bit of a rougher to throw into exotics. His first up run at Randwick is very good in the weak stakes. Of course, Samadout led all the way there, and then Frank deformed by, probably somewhat surprisingly to many, including myself, coming out and winning again, beating Avilius by 3.5 lengths. So Kings Will Dream goes well second up, has to be included for sure. Humidor in next, second up, always got to include this horse. He's 4 from 6, and as I've mentioned a couple of times on the podcast, he can be a bit of a freak on his day. Whether we've seen the best of him or not, we'll soon tell. It has to be included, and then the 1, Hartnell, as well, must be included. 13-7, 3-1.
Similar for me, Mystic Junior to the Humidor, Scales of Justice, and Hartnell, 13-3, 4-1. Race 8, Bobby Lewis Quality is a good one. Down the Flemington Straight, 6, 1,200 metres, 4 years old and up, Group 2 level.
Another tough race. In saying that, I'm making one of these my best value of the day in Demerara. We hard-pressed finding a horse with better fresh form than this mare. 6 starts, 5 winners. And she does race well. She's had 2 starts down the straight, and including a 4th at group level and winning one as well over 1,100 metres. That's good enough for me, and at the $657 mark, I'll make her my best value of the Flemington card. The 11 in next, the 12, Renewal, first up, 3 from 4 first up, and I liked the way he won some of his races in Sydney. The sort of the ease of victory there was quite impressive. No doubt he can challenge here over 1,200 metres. Rich Itch in next, a bit of a blowout hope. Flemington straight form is very good. Should have won a very decent handicap here before spelling, and then sort of found his own. Owned recently, only ran into the Smart Diamond Effort last Sunday, and that was despite running wide throughout. So it goes in for sure at 40-1, and in for 4th over the 14, Usain Bowler. 11 each way on top of 12, 16, 14.
And again, my value bit is up against yours as well. I've gone the WA form here, Malibu Style, to beat Rebel King. Malibu Style, my value bit, coming off a second in the Orris Star, of course, under similar conditions. And Sosie Bond, the winner of that, came out and ran a place in the Mems here, so form's held up all right. I've got Daniel's Tip Demerara in for 3rd and Renewal for 4th. 2, 7, 11, 12. My best race 4, number 2, Romancer. My value bet race 8, number 2, Malibu Style. Daniel's best, so you've, I don't know, Quinella's in both cases. 4, race 4, number 10, Rocks the Castle. And race 8, number 11, Demerara. Looking north to Rose Hill Gardens. Plenty of action up there. As we mentioned, Arcadia Queen, and the return also of Castelvecchio. And Daniel has spoken to Richard Litt in this week's Winning Post. The feature wraps are back, and that interview is part of that on page 103, the inside back page. Your Winning Post, only $5.50, and we'll start with that race. It's race 5, Dulcify Stakes, listed event over 1,500 for 3-year-olds.
Look, he was nominated for this race and the Run to the Rose, and just when speaking to him Tuesday, I got the impression he was going to head to the Run to the Rose. But look, I'm glad he's got here in the set weights and penalties listed Dulcify Stakes, because at 58 kilos, he's only carrying a kilo more than, and he's 100 rated, he's only carrying a kilo more than 70 raters, essentially. Like, there's some good horses in this field, no doubt, but Castelvecchio's got the runs on the board, of course, the last start, 1600 metre Group 1 winner, and of course, placed in a couple other group races. His trials have been okay, but he's a horse that definitely performs on race day. I think he's a good thing, and yeah, he's the best on the program for me, probably the best all day. Castelvecchio, race 5, number 1. In the second, I've got the 2, True Detective, a horse I've got plenty of time for, and he's definitely, he could be winning group races in time, no doubt. Last start win one on protest there over Superior, also in this field, so those two have to be considered a chance. And in for 4th, I have the 6, Just Thinking, who was a dominant winner at midweek level last start, but the ease of that victory gives me the impression he might be a little bit above average. 1 a special on top of 2, 4, 6.
Race 6 is one of the big ones at Rose Hill. It's the Sydney Markets Run to the Rose. Group 2 set weights and penalties for 3-year-olds over 1,200.
Yeah, Exceedance on top. That last start win was simply awesome. Granted, it was on the heavy track, but he really put pay to them, didn't he? And staked his claim as the best sprinting colt in Sydney, at least. Joel's got a very big rap on him, and he delivered that day. I think Bivouac back onto the dry servicing, will probably finish closer. But yeah, hard to see him go past Exceedance. So I'm with the four on top of three, two, yes, 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 resuming scratch from that that race I mentioned last start to avoid the wet track. And in for fourth, I have Kubrick, might be a horse, a little bit of an X factor. 4, 2, 3, and 6.
Race 7 at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday, also one of great interest. It is the Tui's 150th birthday Theo Marks Stakes, 1,300 metres, and this is the one that sees the return of Arcadia Queen.
Yeah, can't wait to see her go out there, Barks. The trial was very good, and probably a fair enough price at the money, just on their even money there, $1.90 when I last looked. Probably fair enough for her. She's all class, and I'm keen to see what she can do this Saturday and for the rest of the spring. So she's on top, the 6. The 12 and next baller jumps out of a 78 graded race, so plummets in weight from 59.5 to 53. But it was impressive, and one with a little bit in hand last start. He's definitely up to this level, no doubt, so he has to go in for sure at the 53 kilos. Trope also carries 53 kilos. Just missed Deprive. There's a few wondering whether that there was enough to separate them, but they found there was. Judge found there was, and had to settle for second. Deprive has since won well in Melbourne behind the Inevitable. Those are probably the main three chances for me. 6, 12, 11. In for fourth, I've got the resuming Zusane. But yeah, 6 hard to beat on top of 12, 11, and 2.
Last of the black type races at Rose Hill on Saturday is race 8. Schweppes Scirocco Stakes for fillies and mares. Group 2, 1,200. And here we see your value bet for the day.
That's correct. Race 8, 11, Dyslexic. I thought her return in the toy show was very good. She got a long way back. Was probably never looked like a winning hope at the top of the straight. She knuckled down well and recorded some pretty dazzling late sectionals. So second up, last prep, she ran a close third in the Ajax Group 2 on a wet track. But her best form is on good rated tracks, which you'll likely see on Saturday. Second up form reads well, and only the 54 kilos, down a weight, kilo and a half. I'm happy to play her on an each-way basis. The 11, Dyslexic, in for second. I got the 3. I'm excited. I thought there was a good chance in the Bobby Lewis. But Lexus a run in Sydney instead. Flies fresh and has trialled very well. The 4 and next, Champagne Cuddles, also got plenty of time for, and another who flies fresh and in for fourth, the 9, Mizzy. Very good first up. I just think Dyslexic with a bit of a weight swing can turn the tables there. But in the numbers for sure, Mizzy. 11 each way special on top of 3, 4 and 9.
Okay, so to recap, Daniel's best, race 5, number 1, Castelvecchio. Value bet, race 8, number 11, Dyslexic. Morfordville, they're racing on the course proper on Saturday. As Daniel mentioned earlier, there is a listed race. It's race 5, the Morfordville Guineas. Listed event for 3-year-olds at set weights over 1,600. And your best comes up there. Yeah, no, sorry, your value.
That's right. Look, it was an impressive debut win by Bon Vinici at Ballarat. It was on the synthetic, granted. But did enough there, and what I thought was quite good. Then stepped up to midweek level at Sandown and was sort of held ground there in a race that not many made ground. The Lifeline won that day. Lifeline's had good form prior as well. I think while this is obviously a stronger race, there's enough there to suggest that she can be competitive in this, and I think it might be over the odds. Beware is a 7-horse field, so I only play first and second, but at 850, happy to go each way, and she's my best value of the day, as Bark said. And for the other numbers, regards, Marie was very good beating Lady Loire at Morfordville here, Morfordville Parks track. Both go up half a kilo in weight, so they'll be thereabouts, and Mandara in the game as well. But yeah, 5 on top in the Morfordville Guineas, 1, 3, and 4.
And your best, race 6, number 5, Blinder.
That's correct. First up, Blinder. I think just might have a class edge on these, although I'm wary of the 3, Agulette. I think those are the only two winning chances for mine. But Blinder, who with first up. First up, last preparation, ran a big race in the Bendigo Guineas. That was a hot Bendigo Guineas that day. The winner, Mystery Loves, a talented type who's won 3 or 4. Look, I think 1,200 metres, you know, probably as short as he wants it. He'll be a horse that gets a bit better at 1,400, 1,600. But look, has place at this trip before, and there's not much depth to this race. So the fact that they're bringing Bassett and Young are bringing over from Melbourne to this, I think at the $4, I'm happy to take that and make my best all day in Adelaide.
Alrighty, Doomben is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and you're getting your specials out of the way fairly early.
Correct. I'm buttering up again on Smug Satisfaction. I was very keen on her chances last week at a much better price at 550, I think it was, and yeah, she bolted and she loomed up to them arrogantly, and then Robbie Fradd pushed the go button. She just burst clear at 200 metre mark, and she won hard held crossing the line. It was a dominant win. She's up in grade here, no doubt, but the fact she's backing up a week later, obviously she's pulled up pretty well. And if she can run up to that last start performance, I have no reason to see why she can't do the job again. So my best in Brisbane, 2 weeks in a row. Race 3, number 6, Smug Satisfaction. The value comes up the race...
Race 2, number 8,
Highway. Look at the wrong horse. Both runs have been very good. She just thinks she can get a little long way back in her races, and that's probably shows up in her career record. She's 21 starts for 2 wins. Needs a lot of things to pan out, but you know, hopefully she can settle closer to here. Back in weight for this, and I thought she's come up probably the wrong price at that sort of $9 price. So giving her one more chance, Highway. I think she's a horse with ability, and stretching out to the 1600 metres is another tick. So she's my value, race 2, 8, Highway.
Alrighty, at Belmont, they are racing again on Saturday in WA, and there is a stakes race at Race 8. The Farnley Stakes, listed race over 1400 metres. BJ Ryan's value bet comes up in that, and that is number 13, Tomasa, ex-Victorian. A couple of working up to a win kind of WA runs, and well suited this time from Barrier 7. BJ's best comes up earlier in the program. Another ex-Victorian, race 4, number 4, Trump This, Williams and Pike. So no flash price there. Earlier in the day across the Tasman, they are racing at Ruakaka and Awapuni. And Joel's best for Ruakaka is race 1, number 1, Holy Mongol Emperor. So get up bright and early for that, 10:52 Eastern. And value bet, race 4, number 5, Effervescent. At Awapuni, his best is race 8, number 12, Mohaka. And his value bet is race 1, number 9, even earlier, 10:34. Sequoia Dawn, that leads us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Plenty of value this week, up to 104 pages. A couple of massive cup meetings on Friday and Sunday in New South Wales. Tongue Curry Friday, Dubbo Sunday, huge... huge meetings. We've got full form for both of those. If you're interested in the Alan Pearce's tip for the Dubbo Gold Cup on Sunday, it is race 8, number 5, the Matt Griffiths trained Most Exalted. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Daniel, I am going to go to the Bobby Lewis Quality at Flemington, race 8, number 2, Malibu Style, $10 each way.
I'll slap 20 on Castle Vecchio. Extremely well weighted against that lot, and yeah, I think she'll be wound up first up after a couple of nice trials. Race 5, number 1, Brazil.
Excellent. Okay, everybody. And Joel will get well soon if you're listening. So hopefully Joel will be back next week. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Back plenty of winners. And we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.